This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Kim McCusick joining us in studio, filmstudybaltimore.com. Good morning to you, Kenneth.
Hey, how's life going?
Doing well. Hey, man, we talked about it a little bit earlier, so I'll bring you in. You're watching the film. This Ravens' offensive identity in terms of run pass is about the same as what we saw last week against the Dallas Cowboys. And we see wide receivers blocking and buying in, but I don't know how long that's going to last.
It's revolt worthy after some amount of time. We saw what happened to Marquise Brown here in Baltimore. He wanted out. Was fairly quiet about it, allowed the Ravens to maximize the value they got for him, but you know, if you're Mark Andrews and you're at a crossroads season where you really want to stay with the franchise, certainly for next year when you're under contract, you want more targets. I think all the wide receivers want more targets. So I can see some potential complaining.
Yeah, I bet. What about the what I really thought was outstanding was the blocking. Not just, I mean, Ricard's getting more snaps. He was in there a lot, and that was just. He was a force, man. He was just knocking the crap out of people. And then I expected from him, but I saw Likely through a really nice block on Lamar's touchdown run. So they were really blocking well.
Likely has been forklifting people the last couple of weeks. He's been amazing. Great game at Dallas. It's really good they're able to instill that culture. And you know, there are teams where they're just wide receivers, they don't want to block. They really don't want to get involved. And we see Zay Flowers down the field fighting like hell. We see Bateman, throwing blocks. And you know, honestly, it's a job for every skill position player just as well.
Yeah, I thought the Ravens were going to handle him on Sunday night. I don't know that I necessarily thought it was going to be as bad as it was. As they jump out to a lead, I think the good thing is that they hold on to a double-digit lead. Maybe you can start to put that thing to rest. What are your overall thoughts on just that? Because I think narratives get built, whether it's you can't win in the postseason, you're a team that can't hold leads. Do you feel like this team can move past that? They have the running game where this doesn't even make sense that this happens.
Right. It was, first of all, fantastic win, statement win, just what the team needed from that perspective. And yeah, I think it takes time. It takes the passage of time to break down a lot of narratives. We're two straight wins, and the Harbaugh hate will drop by 20%. Four straight wins, it'll drop by another 30%. You know, it's incremental. So yeah, same thing with the leads.
Here with Kim McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. One of the questions I had, the head scratches for me, is the usage or the way they use Zay Flowers in the passing game. Mm-hmm. One pass, 10 yards on Sunday. And it's not so much the volume of catches. I'm not worried about that. But on the season, he has 17 catches and averaging fewer than 10 yards a catch for a touchdown. That, to me, does not use his skill set the proper way. And it's been 2 years in a row because his numbers were just like that last year.
So last year, the first half of the season had a had really low ADOT, average depth of target, on his first half targets. And I thought they fixed it in the second half. And now this year, we're back to him being a gadget player, which means a lot of his reception comes behind the line of scrimmage. They're trying to use wide receiver screens for him and whatnot. I'm completely in agreement with you. I hate it. I'd love to see him used more down the field, peel a safety, stretch the defense vertically, which is what he really brings. That may have to wait for another player to show up. The guy on the roster who could do it right now and fill the gadget role is Deonte Hardy, but he's barely got on the field, maybe six snaps so far. And the guy who's on the horizon to coming back is Keaton Mitchell, who could really do it. And that would be very exciting to see how they use him, because they have not shown any willingness to give anybody else a snap at running back so far in four games. The third running back has zero snaps total in four games.
Well, the top running back had a lot of snaps. and of course, that 87-yard run was remarkable. What do you say to all? Because a lot of people, I mean, everyone's grasping at something because they have to criticize during trades like that. Whenever somebody gets signed, they acquire somebody who's a 30-year-old running back. Nationally, everything. Oh, does he have anything left in the tank? This is when they fall off. What do you think? Is he anything left in the tank?
Sure looks like it. And you can count me among the people, by the way, who says don't acquire a 30-year-old running back. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great rule. I think not paying money for running backs is generally a good rule. This just happens to be that one in a million guy. It's, you know, Nolan Ryan with an incredible high 90s fastball into his mid 40s kind of thing. He's a freak, and I'm glad we've got him, and he's certainly been great.
So, Ken, as we look at the game yesterday, there was a lot of, I think there were five times that they play action pass. Three of them were completed. One went for a touchdown. One of the incompletions was the drop by Mark Andrews. You think we start to see more play action pass because they've had success with it?
Yeah, I want, the play is available. The Henry Lamar mesh point, we've already seen that the last 2 weeks, is the most powerful weapon in football. If you can't work off that to get some great play action opportunities, then I don't know what you're doing. I think we need to see more. I think this could be a great play action almost every play kind of defense, but to do it, they have to be either under center, so Lamar has time while dropping back to execute some sort of a fake, or they have to be in pistol more often, because otherwise it's just a forward-facing fake, which is less.
And real quick, I just remember, like, when you talk about the different types of play action, I mean, there's so many opportunities. Peyton used to do it on the stretch play where it's like you're running all the way out, and then now all of a sudden everybody thinks it's going one way, and then he steps back to throw it, similar to, like, the pass in an RPO. Mm-hmm. It just makes so much sense with what you have. And to Rob's point about like Zay and how they're using him, it makes you feel like they could get the ball down the field to Zay or Rashad or even Nelson Aguilar, who played fairly well on Sunday night.
Yeah, one issue with superstar mobile quarterbacks like Lamar is the regular boot play, which is a zone block left, naked boot right, or vice versa, does not free him as much because you're dependent on getting the edge defender to basically miss that movement and miss the quarterback. The edge defender, backside edge defender, is always right on Lamar when he's done that. So it works for Flacco, but it doesn't work for Lamar.
Ken McKusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken's going to be here for the next segment. Ken, when we return, I want to ask you about the offensive line. What's working? What's not? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
8:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, and in studio with us right now from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. He is Ken McCusick. Ken, the last two games, man, the running game has been sensational. You can't run the football without having a good offensive line. What has the offensive line done right the past 2 weeks, and why?
Yeah, lots of things have gone right. I think they've been they had a better pass blocking week probably this week than they did a run blocking week, which is surprising given that Henry was so effective. But they had a little bit of problems blocking in space. Some of it was wet turf and whatnot, which I think depressed scores a little bit. So mm-hmm. For folks who got to the website and they see the scores, you'll see a bunch of players got C's. But the big surprise was Rosengarten. He had his first start, six missed blocks up against Von Miller. Just one pressure, an offensive hold, and a B overall in the game. I thought he was probably the brightest spot in the offensive line.
When did Kyle Van Noy drink in the offseason? Like, it's like he's had a rebirth.
Yeah, you know, he's never been this player before. Before he came to the Ravens, he had 22 and a half sacks over 4 years, so just slightly over four and a half per year, five and a half per year. And now he's, all of a sudden gotten a sack per game almost over the last...
Second in the NFL, I think.
Yeah. 16, 17 games. But yeah, he's doing great. And you know what? They're all conversions. He's having the great cleanup year this year. He's got two sacks, two quarterback hits, drew a holding flag. He hasn't gotten any of the bottom of the base. The pressure is where he's setting somebody else up right this year. He's finished. He's the closer.
I want to go to the Goodfellas backfield. Henry Hill is what you have going on here. I don't know if that's going to catch on or not. But what did you think? Like, Justice Hill has been so surprising. And what we've seen from him, I was telling a lot of people after game one, I thought he looked a lot like Jerick McKinnon and how the Ravens were using him. I don't know if he could end up being that gadget play guy that you think about, or if Keaton Mitchell coming back could be. What are your thoughts on what we've seen from the backs thus far?
There's a guy, we'll obviously start with Hill, a guy who's used as a receiver this year, and he has, ugly duckling become swan, because before 2024, it's not like he had a short career, but he's at 5.0 yards per target in his first, four or five seasons, whatever it is. And then in 2024, he's at 8.9 yards per target. And he looks like he's seeing the field extremely well. Blocking has certainly been good. Downfield blocking is good for the Ravens. Linderbaum's been a big edge in that game. But he just sees the field exceptionally well. And they're using Henry in the passing game as well. They're using Henry as a pass blocker. Hill's been a good pass blocker. And this is one of the reasons why I think it's going to be harder to find space for Mitchell. A tremendous weapon. But when he comes back, they're going to have to figure out some other ways, maybe less traditional, to use him. Maybe as a gadget player in pony backfield, lined up at wide receiver in the slot, that sort of thing.
Here with Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, the penalties, fewer eight this game, but is eight a good number because it was so bad the week before? Or is eight a good number? Because right now, eight would put you at 26th in the league in penalties per game.
Yeah. It's not good, and it's funny that we've come to believe that's good, but it's exceptionally not good when you get eight and the other team gets four, because some of it's crew dependent. They're going to call a game tighter. They're going to call a game looser. The Ravens remain dead last in net penalty yards. That's been a big problem for them, obviously. I was just happy to see that the roughing the passer didn't get called on Jones. I don't believe it should have been by any stretch, but that was as hard a hit as I have seen laid on a quarterback in a long time.
Yeah. Speaking of hits and tackles, I used to coach youth football, and if I still was, I would take that game film, show it to the kids, and point out Kyle Hamilton and Roquan Smith. They were tackling the way you were taught to tackle as a kid. That's why they were effective. That's why they're probably the best at their positions. How do people like Patrick Queen make it in the NFL? He can't tackle.
I got to admit, I've got a certain level of schadenfreude seeing Patrick Queen every time on screen make a mistake for the Steelers. Yeah. That would be true anyway because they're the Steelers.
Right.
But to watch Patrick Queen do it, it's like it's a double scoop. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
absolutely. But what a difference.
Why Patrick Queen? I'm just curious.
Because he was a really bad coverage player with the Ravens, and then he said some things going out of town that were not good.
Yeah. Okay.
And he couldn't tackle.
Yeah. I'm with you. I just wanted to know why you. I'm with sure. you on that.
So, Ken, as far as getting to the other side of the ball in defense, we've talked about the pass rush, what they were capable to do, the secondary. Thought some good things from Wiggins as well. I mean, I thought the interceptions would have been extremely difficult to come up with that was thrown right at him. As he looked, it looked like it got to his body before he even realized it was there. What did you think of the corners, especially? Because Humphrey, he's looked pretty good thus far as well.
Oh, yeah. Humphrey has been a complete stud. He's on an all-pro track, I would say. The big stat for Humphrey, he's given up 90 yards in, might be 91, in 23 targets, which is 3.91 per target. Last year, Jalen Johnson led the entire NFL with 3.90. So that gives you an idea of what that number looks like. Wiggins, huge bounce back game. You mentioned him. And a great closer mentality. Put that Cowboys game behind him. Got his hands on the ball twice. I don't look at it as two dropped interceptions. It's bad for that. But I also look at it as two times he was in position to make a play on the ball, and I really like that.
Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, break down this game. Tell us what you learned about the Baltimore Ravens in week four.
Well, I tell you what, I think it really is an identity game for them. They beat a mediocre team in the Cowboys using this strategy, and then they come right back against a very good team. You know, one of the teams that's going to be there still standing when the playoffs show up, and they beat them by essentially the same formula. I think we're going to see a lot more of that over the next 6 weeks when they play teams of various levels of play.
Tell folks in Baltimore about FilmStudyBaltimore.com.
I appreciate you. If you visit the site, there's all kinds of stuff out there, and a lot of people go for the defensive articles, in which case there's some very big detail on the Ravens' defensive stars out there. Offensive line scoring coming later in the week.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.